start to speak about that the avoid of Yumei Asfira is Be'etzem Da'achome Le'Kabola Satoira. Every person has to prepare himself to be ready Da'achome Le'Kabola Satoira. This is Be'etzem Da'avoid of the Sfira. Da'achome Le'Kabola Satoira. In the Achonel of Kabbalah Satoira, in the side of Kabbalah Satoira, it's mevuah that Toira has a different koyach from Ale Chochmas. In Ale Chochmas, l'marshal, there's no klal, Yogato veloy motzoso al ta'amin. I want to be rich and it doesn't happen. What's coming up? Yeah, once the pilot and he doesn't know how to move a plane, he go to study it. Some guys even the license, you know, to try and try. It's a gate issue. Yeah? So the stock in cloud for your gato will be so all time. It's a cloud. Person could try, and it's a gate issue. And in the theorem, it's a record is your gato will be so all time. Don't believe a person tells you he tried and he didn't manage to become a Talmud Chochem all time. Yogato v'loy motzoso al taimin. Why? Because Chochmas HaTorah be'etzem is the inyan zguli. Even that sometimes we see b'derech hateva also inyan smart guy chaps quicker, guy that chazes, you know, all different metzias that you do in every chochme, he also will know the information. But that sloche of ruchnias, the godless and that sloche and ruchnias only comes when a person be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it the Torah b'matone. The Gemara says one of the Amiroim forgot his learning, so he went over to one of his Talmidim to tell him over the Masechta. He forgot Rabbi Yosef Chola v'shachach Talmudoi, so he went over to his Talmid that will teach him over the Masechta. Frank the Gemara, so call the Talmid to come over to you. He's your Talmid. He forgot the Masechta. Tell the Talmud to come over. Zeh the Gemara, the Hochem is Tayyim Mirsat Fei. I'll be more Siyata Dishmaya if I will go to him, Mamnich myself. More Siyata Dishmaya than I'll be Matzliach. So maybe it's time, do a Por Chesed. Also you'll be Matzliach. But the answer is no. Limud HaTorah, the Atzlochev Limud HaTorah needs Siyata Dishmaya. This is the way that Atzlochev Torah goes. So the male, the Gemara says, Hochem Mistayim Mirsat Fei. Hochem Mistayim Mirsat Fei. So while we're holding in the Achon Le'Kabola Satere, a person has to go duch all of the protim of the Atzloche, of Kabola Satere, to make him to be Matzliach, to grow, to become a Talmid Chochem. So I want to go maybe duch the Kinyone Atere, that a person has to use, to become, to be matzliach, to be koine teire. And we'll go keseida. The first thing is, Chazal tell us, that Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died ben Pesach leShavuos. As I heard already from Mesoir Rabbi Yodeinu, Shem Shuchanor, the Shuchanor state that Talmid Rab, you know, we don't shave, we don't get married. Shadoshna Shuchanor, you're not allowed to shave. And Mistaprim, Venoisim Noshim, Mi Pesach Ad Shavuos, Ad Lag Boima. Mi Pesach Ad Shavuos, Ad Lag Boima. Shadoshna Shuchanor. Venoisim Noshim, Ven Mistaprim, Mi Pesach. Ad Shavuos Ad Lag Boima. Shviyom Eilu Meizu Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. It says Mevuah that the Pshat Chazal said Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died because they didn't know COVID zeh bezeh. So what do you think? Punk. After Pesach was a matzav, there was like a big machlekes. They started to fight, and then everyone died. So stated in the Rishonim that they didn't know COVID zeh bezeh was the whole time. It was a whole matzav, the whole tkufa. Aval, these are the days of Kinyone Atere. That Talmidei Chachomim after Mis'ale more and more. So while these are the days that Talmidei Chachomim have to be Mis'ale and Matzliach more and more. And these days was a bigger tviya on them. Shelo nagu kovid ze beze. And these days they died. So again, what is moitzi to us be'etzem, that the tzure, even atzloche of learning, if a person has to come, and this tkufa is a tviya. It's not only the pshat is, it's yomim misugolim, that a person can become take close to the Rebbein Shleilom, have a shaykhis to teire, b'meirat v'mekabel to teire. These yomim, talmidei chachomim, that are not noyeg in the way of kinyon ha'teire, sh'noichim zeh lazeh, b'meil is a tviya on them. So all of talmidei Rabbi Akiva, it was 24,000 talmidim. It was such a ribuy toiro beklal Yisrael. All of that ribuy toiro disappeared when these days, when they didn't take on themselves to be makpid, to go weiter and weiter in the atzloch of Kabbalah Satayra. So I want to go some of the things we spoke, but I want to be mesader it, you know, to build up the Shavuos, the Seder HaDvarim. Chazal tell us and Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Akiva didn't learn Torah till he was 40 years old. Then we'll see the Radal is maybe 5 or 6 Amiroim that we have the same Maisa and them. Chazal said Rabbi Akiva didn't learn Torah till 40 years old. When he was 40 years old, he saw the water makes a hole in the stone. That explains. He saw the Ritzifus, a drop, and noch a drop. Chaim Shmulevitz says that, you know, water makes a hole in the stone. The first drop doesn't make nothing. The second drop doesn't make nothing. Together it becomes a hole. So the same thing, a person learns, even if in the beginning it's not mashpia, and the end it's mashpia. So mele, he saw the water makes a hole in the stone. So he said that the Torah could go inside me. If the water could make a hole in the stone, Avada the Torah could go inside me. So he went, and he learned and he became Rabbi Akiva. And the Kasha is, famous Kasha, if what cost Rabbi Akiva to turn to become a Rabbi Akiva from not learning from Am HaOretz, Am Rabbi Akiva, Kshoisi Am HaOretz, Oisi Oima, Mi'iten Litan Mitchochem, V'Neshchenu Kechamoy, well, he saw the water makes a hole in the stone. So we know that the water makes a hole in the stone. So why we don't become Rabbi Akiva? So what the answer could be? That we didn't see it. So I told once the head of Torah Mesira, we'll take us a clip, we'll show the water makes a hole in the stone. You mamish could see like the water dripping, the stone blows up. And you know, in our days you could mamish do it much better. Rabbi Akiva didn't see the water makes a hole in the stone. He went, he saw water, he made a cheshbon. Stone, water, and stone, the water made a hole in the stone. Yeah, he figured it out. We can manage to take a stone, show the kids the water drops, and the men, instead of having so much problems of issues of chinuch, we just show the water makes a hole in the stone, everyone become a makiva. That's the kasha. I said over every time, because by me, since mamish this last week, over 20 years ago, this answer and this shaila, the mice have changed my life. When I was a bachur, so I was in Shiva's Kulteire. From Kulteire, I went to learn in Panovich. Shach told me to go to learn in Panovich. So the last week, when I was in Yeshiva, the minhag was in my days that they made a mesivas preide. They made like a party, a goodbye party to all the friends. So I don't know how they go today, but I remember in my days, the way the mesivas preide was, and the last week, one of your friends would approach you and will tell you, tonight. And from that moment, all the 10 friends would get together and you'd have to learn till the morning straight. This was the goodbye party. It was such a lachas. Last week, you never knew when your friends are coming to you. But that night, you couldn't go back to the room. All the 10 friends straight after supper, you would stay in Bismedesh and you'd learn till the morning. And I remember we were learning Gittin. They came over to me, they told me tonight. So I went to the Bismedesh, we started to learn. 3 o'clock by night, we heard like a very big scream. We thought the Yitzhar Horem is not disturbing us. To be treated again, the scream was like, Yitzhar Horem. 4 o'clock, also very stark. 4:30 already, the yelling was a bit schwacher. 4:45, schwacher. 5 schwacher. 5:30 already, we didn't hear it. In the morning, we found out that the building near Yeshiva, Chobroya, was an old lady. She fell off her bed. She was screaming to help, but no one helped. So I felt very bad, you know. I could have saved the person. So I was mekabel myself, tshuvas hamishkol. And the next time when I hear a terrible scream, I'll be the first run to save. Doesn't make a difference how dangerous it will be. Doesn't make a difference. The next scream that I hear, I may sell nefesh to save, this will be my tshuva. I left the yeshiva, it was the end of the winter, came to Panovich, summer's man, a couple nights, beginning of the summer's man, 12 o'clock by night, I'm walking near yeshiva, called chulve, I don't know how to say chulve in English, 12 o'clock by night, on the way to my room, and I hear this terrible scream comes out from this room, that chulve, the house, old house. And here's my nisayon, I should have checked if I'll keep my kabbalah. I ran, I broke into the door, and was sitting there. Every time I heard about it, I never saw it. I hope one day I'll be invited to get to such a matzah. But I knew that G'dayla Yisrael get together, and they give each other Musa. I heard about it, I never saw it. It was the first time that I saw it. Hopefully I'll again be invited to such a place. Well, I went in, you know, I'm not such a strong person, but I managed to push off the door. You know, the Koyach of the Kabbalah. Door broke in. And I ran into the room, and you know, and the one he's living here, the one that was saying the Musa, I don't think I'm living anymore. But with a finger, like he showed me to sit down. So I sat down, I froze down. And this is the question he was asking. If Rabbi Akiva didn't learn for 40 years, so because he saw the water makes a hole in the stone, he decided to learn. And he answered the following answer. He said, Vaistois Rabbi Akiva wanted to learn. He tried and he tried and Sinish Gigangen. Sinish Gigangen. Sinish Gigangen. So he gave up. He was so frustrated. Ad Shama Rabbi Akiva, Kshayisi Amoretz, Yesioima, me tell me Talmud Chochem, Veneshchenu Kechamoir. Kalekechamoir. Kaleshichas Kelev. Moses says, he was so frustrated. He tried. 40 years he tried. He wanted so much. Now he saw that the water makes a hole in the stone. Oh, there's a chance, even for me. So he tried again and he managed. Oh, but we don't want so much. We don't have this cheshik of Rabbi Akiva. But this didn't change my life. This is a Pashto vote, yeah? So he said the following, and this is what he said. So Rabbi Akiva tried for 40 years in Sinish Giganga. He gave up. He saw the water makes a hole in the stone. He said, I have a chance. He said, so what was the nisoyin of Rabbi Akiva not to learn 40 years? He's gone, he's mamash blocked. Can't happen. Stuff, can't happen. Chazal tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hero le-Moshe Rabbeinu dor dor ve-dorshov, dor dor ve-chachomov. Hero le-Akiva ben Yosef, shu yoshe ve-doyresh, tilei tilim shel halacha al kol kutz ve-kutz. Sefer Torah, yeah, the letters have like little points. Al kol kutz v'kutz, Akiva ben Yosef, doyresh tilei tilim shel halachas. I myself don't know even one halacha and one kutz. I know they can't touch each other, but I'm saying I don't know halachas al kol kutz v'kutz. Tilei tilim shel halacha al kol kutz v'kutz. Omar tino al yodoy, yesh lecho Akiva ben Yosef boilomecho, v'ata noisen teiro al yodi? Omar shtoik, kach also machshov. Different as Beirim. So Rabbi Akiva was a neshama that Moshe Rabbeinu felt is bigger for him as neshama. Give the Torah to him. He's bigger for me. It was the neshama for Rabbi Akiva. But what was his nisoyon when he came down to this world? Not to go out to eat. Not empty five. Not to read. Not to shmooze. His nisoyon was, I can't, ich bin agonished. I don't have the sugyas. It's too quick for me, too hard for me. Kenished. It's a gate nished. But what is hiding behind him? Rabbi Akiva. And this is, he gave a clap. For me till today, I'm shaking from it. Who knows, he said, how much Rabbi Akivas are sitting in this room? He was speaking to them. He said, Shashivas, yeah. The Musa he was giving there, yeah? Who knows how much Rabbi Akivas are sitting here? They'll come up to the Shemaim, they'll show him, look what you could have been. Rabbi Akiva. Somebody in Tzahara tells you, no. If I would be stupid, and I can't chap alabes, maybe I'm Rabbi Akiva. But because I could learn Gemara, Mistam, I'm not Rabbi Akiva. Mistam, you could be a double Rabbi Akiva. But the Tzahara tells you, if Taka, I'll be a matzah, if someone is sitting here, Taka, can't read, oh, to him, Taka, we're talking, you know, maybe you're Rabbi Akiva. If I could read Gemara Shuteis and I could chapa Rabbeinu David, so then Mistam, I'm not Rabbi Akiva. It's like punk fakert. And you have to know, it's not only Rabbi Akiva. Taisa says that when Rabbi Akiva came back with 24,000 Talmidim, Sekal B'Savua, that made a nether, that he's not giving him nothing, wanted to make a Shaila and a nether. No, it's not as the Kotel Adol. He's the richer guy, he's poor, he has all the $1 million, he can't give him a dollar. So he went to make a thousand Adorim. So Rabbi Akiva told him, if you knew that I will read a Mishnah, if you knew that I would read a Mishnah, you would make the nether. He said, no, if I have a tzad, you could read a Mishnah, I would not. Was so mufka, Rabbi Akiva, even to read one Mishnah, only Chapri Rabbi Akiva was only 40 years old. No one here is 40, and everyone could read better than Rabbi Akiva. Yeah? Everyone knows a Mishnah. If you know that I would read a Mishnah, you would make the nether. He said, avada nish. So he said, mutaloch. Frek teis vesvim toimar, ein poisrim benoilot. So aloch, you can't matter a nether, something that was not expected to happen. V'yeshloimar chazok kehoi lechlil moed nasa godl. Not noilat. Rabbi Akiva was planning to go to learn then, so it's not noilat. And it's not noilat that a person like Rabbi Akiva that 40 years can't, if he decides to learn, he'll be matzliach. Chazal said, it's all bezach, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus. Chazal say that, you know, he wanted to learn, all of his brothers were very smart, but him, it's been the Mefoshim explained to Radal. His father said, you're not a Yitzlach. Said it to Yeshiva, you can't, you know, you don't know from what side you hold the Gemara. All of his brothers he sent to learn. He told him, you could work with the fields. So he was Choyresh de Behemoth. And his father gave him to be Choyresh Sodet Roshim. It's the hardest field, nothing could grow there. He said he was crying, and he was crying. And he ran to Yerushalayim, and his father was Madir Anoe from him. So Mefoshim explained what happened at Atmas Troshim, why he started to cry then. His father gave him the worst land to flum. What he saw when he did it? The worst thing, if you work on it, something comes out. I also could become a Talmid Chacham. And he says that he became, and he was not eating, he was eating sand. All the story Chazal tell us. Chazal tell us later that his father came to Yerushalayim to look for him. He wanted to tell Abiyachim ben Zakkai that he's madirim, Rebbe, that he's madirim from all of his nechosim, Rabbi Gamliel, that he's madirim from all of his nechosim. And he came into the room, and it was a yontef, where Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus yoyshev v'doyresh dvorim shelo shamatem oizen me'olam, such chidushim shelo shamatem oizen me'olam, v'yupono boi aroyske yitzesh Hashemesh begvuroso. Omad Ovi v'noshak le'alponov, and he said, I came to tell you that nothing is yours, and I'm telling you all of the money is yours. Chule, zal bezach. No chance. But he decided. Chazanish says in the Igros, Har begdoy le'Yisrael, lo hoyu mukhshorim bekatnusom, aval hichlitu achlotonim l'retzes, sheis'alu ve'yalu b'teiro, godlu ve'osu peri ve'yitzlichu. Hichlitu achloto nimretzes. Has to be a decision. I will become a Talmid Chacham. Hichlitu achloto nimretzes. Godlu v'osu peri v'yitzlichu. Harbe Talmid Chachomim. Harbe Talmid Chachomim. Lo yhoyu. Bekatnusom. Aval hichlitu achloto nimretzes. Godlu v'osu peri. This is the first thing you need, the achloto nimretzes. I will become a Talmid Chacham. I will become a Talmid Chacham. And it's hard. Chazoke hoy lech lilmoid nase godl. Chazoke hoy lech lilmoid nase godl. It's a promise. It happens to everyone. To everyone it happens. But you have to have the achlot and imretzes. You have to have the achlot and imretzes. When you have the achlot and imretzes, you'll have the siyata d'shmaya. You'll have the siyata d'shmaya. Well, Mamshich, we said then, Chazal tell us, after this achlot of Rabbi Akiva, Zapor Chazalim, to learn how much we maspik, Zapor Chazalim, how Rabbi Akiva de Amoretz becomes a Talmid Chacham. How Rabbi Akiva the Amoretz becomes a Talmid Chacham. Chazal say he married Rochel, the daughter of Kalbi Savua. It's interesting. Chazal tells that she saw his midas toivas, is midas toivus, that is potential to become a Talmid Chacham. Now we see that Shalei Nagu Kovid Zebezeh, everything disappears. All the 24,000 Talmidim disappear. When the Midas, Shalei Nagu Kovid Zebezeh, she takes him because he has Midas. It's the Aleph base. I don't know what to speak about today, but Talmid Chacham has to have Midas, has to be nice to the other person. Klal Yisrael said, Vayichon Shom Yisrael Ki Ish Echot Belev Echot. So tonight the Kabbalah Sateira. To be nice to the other person. To be a bit Adam Lechaveiro. Shaloi Noagu Kovet Zeh Bezeh. We do so much things. Why did we make so much Zecha to this Avelis? How much Kovet you are Noag Zeh Bezeh? Say, Alam Ode Chochma to be Noag Kovet Zeh Bezeh. You go over the Moshul. I try Mass Fira every day Chodsh to do one Noag Kovet Zeh Bezeh. How you do Noagu Kovet Zeh Bezeh? You go over to a bacher, you see that if you go to ask him a pshat in the Gemara, he won't feel good. But not to go, I, the big person, is going to the Nebach to ask him, oh, now the Nebach feels good that the good person asked him. To ask him in a way that he will really think that you got stuck and you're really helping him. That's the Chochmah. But that guy will come home, oh, no, they're not asking me. It's not a chance. This is called Chesed. I go into a taxi. I see the taxi is a little bit nice. So I tell the taxi driver, such a nice car. Yeah, he says, yeah, wash it in the morning. Then I know that I really managed to convince him that I think his thing is good. I tell someone, you know, you look so healthy. He says, yeah, you know, I do sport every day. Yeah? Better go in, maybe. Yeah? But what is the pshat? You make it to feel good. Not the pshat. The chokhmah of chesed is that Ben Adam Lachaveiro, you make your person, your friend, to feel good. Ben Adam Lachaveiro. Vayichan Shem Yisrael ki ish echot belev echot. Shalei noagu kovet zeh bezeh. You have to know, shalei noagu kovet zeh bezeh. It's say rabbeim. Not to be dafka chaveirim. Kabi rabbeim also. Kabi rabbeim also. It's not to be rabbeim from today, kabi rabbeim from amol. דרך ארץ. Every person. His parents. To try in ימי הספירה שנוהגו קובץ זה בזה. שנוהגו קובץ זה בזה. To have that mile. To have that חשיבס. Want to each other. To be nice to each other. Anyway, Rabbi Akiva marries the daughter from Kalbi Savua. And it's two zachen. Chazal tell us that they don't have money. So Elio HaNovi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Elio HaNovi to knock on the door, and Elio HaNovi comes and he says, my wife had a baby and there's no straw. And he gives, Rabbi Akiva gives him some straw to Elio HaNovi, and he turns over to his wife, to Rochel, and he tells her, you see, some people have it worse. This is one story Chazal say. Another story Chazal say, you know, she's sitting there, she was used to her house. She slept in a gold bed, 500 pillows. Now she's here on the straw. No, it's not easy. So Elio HaNovi came, knocks on the door and says, you know, my wife had a baby, there's no straw. And Rabbi Akiva tells her, you see, some people have it worse. Then Rabbi Akiva tells her, the Gemara says in the Suez, one day when I'll have money, I'll buy you Yerushalayim Shazov. That day it was the most nice piece of jewelry. It was made a picture of Yerushalayim made from gold. Only it's Ashirim Sheba Ashirim. And then the Gemara says, Omroloi, Zileveirav. No, you promised to go to learn. No, time to go to learn. It's interesting. The Gemara only says two stories from the private life. First, that she was a little bit down. So he told her, no, some people have it worse. And he told her, you know, one day will be money. I'll buy you something nice. She told him, no, time to go to learn. Well, why the Chazal tells these two stories? So was another part. I heard once a Givaldik Kipshat. She knew she's sending him to learn, 40 years old, with all of his cheshi. He come to cheder, the guys are like laughing at him, yeah? He doesn't know comments aleph, oh, he doesn't know that, yeah? And he's gone, she can't read a Mishnah. I saw once in a sefer, I don't know if it was Musma, that he had it very hard in the first 2 years, what the kids were doing for him. This is what I heard. But I saw it once written, I don't remember if it's a Musma, like a sefer or not, so. So she didn't want to send him right away. Feste achlote, she waited to hear two things. One thing, he says, you know, people have it worse. Baruch Hashem, what I have. Sumeach b'chalkei. But you know, these people, some